About how many standardized tests have you taken in your lifetime?
I would say about like 12.
A lot of standardized tests, so I can't even give you a number.
So 25 before high school and 7 in high school, so a total of 32.
Have you ever experienced test anxiety?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. The first time I took my SATs, it was so difficult to just sit still. I was just so anxious. I was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yes, I'm usually always nervous for a test, whether it's for a standardized test or not.
Students in high school have taken numerous standardized tests, and I've stressed over them year after year. All for what? Who really benefits from these tests? Is there a reason students study many hours preparing for a single test? We are Hannah and Zoe from Science Leadership Academy. 3 months ago, we set out to expose the experience of standardized testing from the inside, with a focus on standardized college entrance exams.
What is the goal of standardized testing?
I feel like the goal of standardized testing is to differentiate people who they think are smarter than other people, yeah. So it's like whoever gets the highest score is smarter than the person who didn't.
To label children and put them in the categories.
Just to show everything that you've learned and everything that you know.
According to the official SAT website, the SAT is the first step toward higher education for students of all backgrounds. Now that doesn't sound exactly like the student responses. Which view is more accurate? It almost seems as though the students have a better grasp on the goal of the standardized test than the official website.
The ACT claims that on the ACT College Readiness Benchmark, scoring between 18 to 23 on all the subsections of a test indicate that you have a 50% chance of getting a B or higher in college. When one receives their ACT score, next to each subsection, there is a question if you have met the college readiness benchmark. If you have a yes, shouldn't that mean that you are ready for college? Yet colleges seem to use these scores as a measure of intelligence rather than to gauge if a student is ready for college or not.
Do you think your test scores reflect you as a student?
No way. I would say my academics are way stronger than what my test scores actually are.
I think my subject test scores reflect me as a student because it's specific knowledge on things I choose to take. I think standardized tests evaluate certain aspects of a person, but I, like anxiety control and a parent's pocketbook, I do not think they should be the all or nothing when it comes to admissions.
After hearing these answers and doing our own research, we found a lot of validity in what students were expressing. We sampled 5 students in our class on their GPA versus their test scores. The results were not surprising. Each student had a very high GPA, ranging from a 3.84 to a 4.0. The test scores they got were either average or above average. Even when students scored above average, their GPA was still notably higher. Well-known colleges such as Temple and Bryn Mawr now give the option of applying tests optional. Many students are more confident applying that way since their GPA is a more accurate reflection of their performance as a student.
Chris Schaefer, the Deputy Chief of Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessment from the School District of Philadelphia, tells us what is crucial to evaluate with tests.
Ultimately, a couple of the questions I ask myself is the assessment good and fair, right?
Yeah.
So, meaning, is it good, i.e. it's not a flawed assessment? And that can really go back and forth. Does it really assess what it's intended to assess? And is it fair to all students? Or is it just fair to groups of students? So is this assessment fair to students with special needs? Students, right? And oftentimes, low-income students. And we know that there is a correlation there or a relationship between socioeconomics and student achievement.
What do you think of the colleges who have gone test optional? Why did they go in that direction? Do you think it's a positive change?
Well, I can tell you from my perspective and my experience, I do feel that it's a positive change because, as you mentioned before, you know, we can go back and forth about is the test good? Mm-hmm. And is it fair, right? And if we know that it is, or we believe that is unfair to certain populations of students, then you know what? We should try to find multiple measures or different measures for students to make their case, so to speak, to get into university or college.
Last year, I spent at least 200 hours studying for the SATs once and the ACTs twice. This consisted of a time spent with a tutor and studying on my own time. I spent at least 200 hours studying for three tests that totaled to around 9 hours. My composite score was in the top 92% nationally. All the colleges I am interested in have stressed that they take a holistic approach to applications and that test scores are merely just one part. Yet, when I applied early decision to my top school, they deferred me to regular decision, saying that my scores were soft compared to other applicants. I will now be taking a standardized test for the fourth time to show that I'm a supposedly stronger applicant by a point or two.
High anxiety when it comes to the buildup of a test is something that has been consistent throughout my family. Everyone around is always reminding you to study and read and do examples so that you can get into college. The pressure of knowing that the longest 3 hours of my life were going to determine the experience and exposure I get in my future put me at a loss of where to even start preparing. The words I was given in preparation for the test weren't the same as any I had on the test. I think that the only preparation that is necessary is being able to take educated guesses.
Through our own experiences and that of our peers, we end our investigation with frustration. We see standardized tests being manipulated by colleges and test companies benefiting from the profits.
At the end of the day, all we want is to encourage all colleges and universities to ask themselves a simple question. Why does one standardized test mean so much?